Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple News Plus launches in the UK and Australia. The news aggregation service includes some of access to premium publications, including The Wall Street Journal and Esquire. It costs £10 per month in the UK and $15 in Australia, compared with the $10 in the US. Facebook will pay just some publishers featured in its yet-to-launch news section, according to sources to The Wall Street Journal. The dedicated news tab will feature links to roughly 200 stories at a time, with better-known publications expected to take a majority of licensing fees. Facebook is in negotiations with numerous outlets, including The Washington Post, BuzzFeed, and The New York Times. The news tab is expected to launch later this month. IKEA pushes into smart homes, as it is aiming to take a leading role in smart home technology. The chief executive of Interkia, which owns a furniture retailer, told the Financial Times. The group is making its biggest investment in 2 decades to challenge the likes of Google and Amazon. Huawei has bought a stake in Oxford Sciences and Innovation. The largest fund dedicated to academic, the stake gives the Chinese telecoms maker access to some of British academia's most promising early-stage technology. The FAA authorized UPS subsidiary Flight Forward to operate a drone airline, meaning the company can deploy commercial UAV fleets of unlimited size. UPS can conduct flights without line-of-sight vision, at night, and with cargo weighing more than 55 pounds. It plans to focus initial efforts on a delivery network for hospitals around the US. This was a shot of Tech Coffee, find us at OnThisMedia.com.